Morning, Houston, and Huntsville, Munich, Tsukuba, Expedition 73 is ready for DPC.
Good morning, Expedition 73. It is a new week and a new month, and we are happy to be spending it with you. The Halloween decorations have been taken down, and the Christmas trees have gone up, and we're expecting a high of 75 degrees here in Houston, so it looks like summer is finally officially over. Houston has one topic for you this morning. For Xena, we have two deltas to your IMV flow measure activity. First, step 9 is the no perform, and second, in step 11.1.5, we accidentally referenced figure 23 twice. We, of course, mean for you to reference figures 23 and 24. A copy.
Xena-san copies. Step 9, no need to do that. Step 11.1.5, instead of 23, figure 24.
That's a good read, and that is all from Houston. Any questions or comments for us?
All questions and comments for Houston. Thank you for the good news, and happy to working with you guys this week again.
And Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba are standing by with no topics, so unless you have something for them, this concludes the morning DPC.
Morning, Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba. We don't have any special topic or comments, so happy to working with you again. Thank you.
Full. This is the International Space Station, Space to Ground 2. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I am working with you all today, so I'm excited and happy. It's going to be a good week. How are you?
Very good. I can't complain. We're all doing pretty good down here. Staying awake.
Yeah, it is pretty early. Yet it's still the same time here, but not exactly. So, yeah, and you guys all had daylight savings time, so that's a thing. But maybe that's just a little bit better. Hey, listen, Lab 1, Camera 2 is looking at nanoracks, and I'm ready to begin the procedure as written. And I saw in the execute notes, so I'm going to skip steps 4 and 5, so we will be sure not to do that one. Let me know when you're ready to start.
Mike, we are also ready to start. And just a little overview for you. Your three pink activities in the timeline, we're troubleshooting three different ways. So if this first activity works, we'll abort the other two. If the second one works, we'll abort the third, kind of so on, just so you have an idea.
Well, for NanoRack's sake and for my general sense of I don't say laziness, we'll call it efficiency, I hope it gets done in the first shot. We'll do our best, and but we're with you all day to make sure we get the troubleshooting as done as much as we can.
And you also have a go in step 2.1, and I am checking on that view for you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And the field of view is good, so we are ready to roll.
Fantastic. And then on step 2.0, that power switch, that switch number 6 light, even though the switch says on, the light is off, and I assume you knew that already.
And Mike, that is expected. We did just power that off from the ground.
And Huntsville International Space Station with continuous human presence of 25 years in a day. You are go for mainframe Bravo power up and commanding.
And we copy, Mike. Thank you so much.
Station on 2 for VelociCalc.
We're with you on 2.
Hello, good morning. Wondering if I could get going a little bit early. I know the airlock will require some commanding from the ground.
And Xena, all ground commanding is complete. You are go in 2.3.
Perfect. Thank you. Copy, go in 2.3. Station 2, VelociCalc, step 2.5.
Go ahead.
Just reporting in step 2.5 that IMB jumper duct screen was looking very much like the lint trap on a dryer. It has been cleaned and reinstalled, and with that, step 2.6 is complete. Here go for safe and commanding.
B copy and work.
Houston Station 2, VelociCalc, step 3.5.
And Xena, we got about 2 more minutes of commanding before we're ready.
No problem.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and VelociCalc. And Xena, you are go in step 3.5. And heads up, node 1 smoke detection is unavailable until we reinstall the saving.
Copy. I'm go in 3.5 and Copy all four smoke detection in node 1. Sensation 2, Velocity Alpha step 3.6.
Go ahead.
3.6 is complete. Go for safing commanding. And also the measurements in table 1 were 45 and 4. Just want to make sure that was expected.
All right, Zena, we concur. Those do sound a little low. We're going to take a look and we'll get back to you on those measurements.
Copy, thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Zena and IMV flow measure.
Down 2.
Hey, Zena, I just wanted to make sure you saw the note that step 4 can be performed in parallel with our ground saving.
Affirm, step 4 is complete.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Houston Station 2, is it okay if I also move on to steps 6 and 7 while we talk about node 1?
Affirmative, Zena, you are go for the rest of the procedure.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Zena and IMV flow measure at your convenience.
Down 2.
Zena, following up with you about the low readings that you recorded in node 1 earlier, we heard 45 and 4. We're expecting them to be between 900 and 1,000 and 500 to 600 feet per minute. But we would like some additional measurements there with three action items first when you're ready.
Ready to copy.
All right. One, it is possible that we got a reading for the cabin fan diffuser instead of the IMV diffuser. So we ask that you check to make sure you're reading from the one with the most airflow coming through it. And that should be the lower plenum. Two, the airlock selector duct panel that you said looked like a dryer lint screen, that's the source for this air. So please check to make sure that it didn't get obstructed somehow. And three, when taking the measurement, please make sure the probe open is facing the diffuser slot opening with the bracket tangs inserted into the diffuser slot.
Okay, copy. I will double check on the inlet that is between node 1 and airlock that I cleaned, make sure that it is reinstalled with airflow possible. I believe that's the case, but I will double check for you. And I will check that I am measuring the lower plenum, and then I can definitely confirm for you that the diffuser tangs were inserted into the slot and the orientation was correct.
Perfect. We appreciate it. Thanks, Zena.
No problem.
Huntsville Station on 2 for mainframe computer.
We are with you on 2, Mike.
Hey, I was just floating by and I noticed that the power to J6 is off. So either you were successful or maybe not yet on the troubleshooting. How can I be of help right now? And if not, I can find something else to do, of course.
Mike, bad news, we were not successful with that first activity, but we are going to need KU, good KU covers before we try this again, so the soonest we could go is about 9:02.
Okay, don't let me talk you into rushing, but we'll see you at the next long KU pass.
That sounds good to us, Mike, and I can give you a call as soon as we get good KU if that works for you.
Well, I work for you, so that works for me.
Sounds good, thank you.
In the meantime, it looks like I might have to maybe get some Ethernet cable or something like that. So I'll go take a look and get what we can on the stowage note.
And we copy all. Thanks, Mike.
Station 2, Velocity Talk.
We're with you on 2, Zena.
My best guess is that I was measuring the upper diffuser slot rather than the lower of the two diffuser slots. The readings, however, are still pretty low. In table 1, the readings I have now are 552 and 313. I did double and triple check everything else that you suggested. Any other thoughts?
No other thoughts. Thank you so much for going back and doing that for us. It looks like maybe our readings have just lowered over time.
Okay, copy. That is possible. It is also definitely less airflow than what we had this morning before we did the airlock safing. I was in the area just looking at where to take those measurements. So something has certainly changed from this morning.
That is great to know. Thanks for the data point. We will continue investigating.
Yep.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 from Mike and Nanorex, and we are ready to get started if you are.
Yes, I am ready to get started. I got the dongle and the ISL Ethernet cable serial number 042 and ready to begin. I guess I'm to do steps 1, 2, 4, and 6.
Mike, that is correct, and you are go in step 2.1, and then also when you get to step 4.7, we're going to have you move that switch to the position 1 instead of 3.
Copy. And I think you have a good camera view, so you can double-check my work, but copy, the boot drive will go to position number 1.
We have a great view, so yep, we'll be watching. Thanks.
Huntsville on the Space to Ground 2, just double-triple-checking step number 4.1, I have a go.
And you do.
In Station 2, Voskalk, step 9.1. Oh, disregard.
Copy, disregarding.
I already forgot, step 9 is no perform.
Concur.
So station on 2 for step point. Yep, here is, it is probably down there. I'm not quite sure where that ISL Ethernet cable other end goes to. It says Ethernet RJ45J6. I'm not sure where that is.
Checking. And Mike, that's going to be at the top of the rack itself. You'll see an Ethernet port at J6.
The one that says J6. Got it. Thanks for the help on that. Appreciate it.
That's what we're here for.
And Huntsville Station on 2, we have the ISL cable into J6. That particular end, you can see it has Kapton tape on it, and it's kind of bent a little bit. So I'm going to switch the two ends of the RJ45 of the ISL cable so that we can have hopefully a better connection. That one's probably going to be good. In troubleshooting, you want to really reduce variables.
That sounds good to us, Mike.
Huntsville, for step 4.7, the boot drive knob is in position 1 as you asked.
And we copy. Thank you.
And step 4.8, the mainframe Bravo power switch is on. And step 4.9, we're checking in with you.
And we copy.
So if you're ready, I can turn on the main power switch on step number 6.
And Mike, we are ready.
Switch number 6 on the power box is on position, and good luck with your troubleshooting. I hope this one works.
And thank you so much for that, Mike. And I'd like to offer you a little timeline flexibility. We should know in about 10 minutes if this worked or not. And if you wanted to knock out that third activity in about 10 minutes, we would be ready for that. If not, we can go for the timeline.
Well, that works. I like the flexibility, so that works for me. And, yes, good luck with this, and I hope we don't need to do the third activity except stow all our gear, but we'll see. See you in 10 minutes-ish.
That sounds good. Thanks, Mike. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike. At your convenience, we are ready for part 3.
Huntsville Station on 2. Sorry to hear that. Happy to help. And it looks like for part 3, we're going to install a solid-state drive for the procedure.
That is correct. And then when you get down to 5.19, it's going to ask you to verify that the boot drive knob is in position 3, and we're just going to have you go ahead and move it back to 3 for this one.
Copy, understood, and I'll do that in coordination with you, but I'll expect to move boot drive to position 3.
Sounds perfect.
Okay, looking through the stowage note, I just need to get one tool, everything else I have here, and then we'll see what the procedure says, how to change out the solid-state drive. I'll be back in a minute. Full station on 2 for mainframe.
Go ahead, Mike.
Chrissy, I'm with you on step 2.1. I assume I have a go, and then we're going to do steps 1 and 2 and then 5 to the end.
And, Mike, you have the go, and that is correct. And, Mike, as you're scrolling down, you also have a go on step 5.1.
Thank you. I intuited that that was the case, but it's we're obligated, and it's just really smart practice to make sure that it keeps us in sync, just like that band.
Happy thumbs up. Looks good, Mike.
And Huntsville on 2 for Nanorex mainframe. The solid state drive holder looks like it. They used two fasteners to hold down the solid state drive. So I'm going to go get a small little. It looks like a Phillips will do. I can't tell if they're Torx fasteners, but they look more like Phillips. And we'll gently undo the two screws. They're probably not captive, no worries. And then we'll put in the new drive. And since my hands are full, could you tell me the new drive, did we want serial number A or B?
Mike, we copied all. The drive you're looking for is Bravo, and we copied about the fasteners. Sorry about that, but that sounds like a good plan. They are not captive, just FYI.
No worries. Understood, yep. No worries. I do this at home all the time. I'm going to go over to the maintenance work area, have a nice, easy spot to put in serial number Bravo for the new drive, and we will come back in just a few minutes with the holder and ready to try it out.
Mike, that looks great to us.
Yeah, it looks great to me, too. So we put it back into the holder. The fasteners were not a problem, especially since I was at the maintenance work area. And the failed one, or suspect one, is put back into the bag where serial number Bravo came from. I think that was the intent. And if you can tell me where that goes while I insert the other one, that'll save us a little bit of time. I appreciate the help. What I mean is that where the suspect slash failed SSD goes. And Huntsville Station on Space to Ground 2, just to make sure we're all in sync. I don't think I heard an answer from my last question of where to stow the drive that that's failed or suspect, but no worries. The locker door is closed. The power and data cables are connected, and the boot drive knob is in position 3, which is, I think, what you asked, and I'm ready to turn on the powers. 5.20 and 6.
We are ready for that as well. And then after that, if you wouldn't mind holding up the Ziploc bag that has the removed SSD in it, we want to take one more look at the label, please. Mike, that looks great for us. And then that's going to go back into a 1.0 CTB 5690, and that is at the node 2 forward end cone.
Okay, there is a ESD bubble wrap bag that had all the really cool Nanorax, Nanode spare items that came up recently, and good job for the whole team to get parts for a payload so quickly. So I will put to the bubble wrap bag, and then the bubble wrap bag will go back into that CTV you mentioned. And inside also is the dongle and boot drive number Bravo, USB boot drive Bravo. If you could just double check my work just because my hands are full, I appreciate it.
And Mike, that is correct. I skipped the bubble bag, but I'm glad you caught it. So everything you said is perfect.
Well, thanks. Appreciate the help. The power to the Nanorax mainframe Bravo is on, and I will turn on switch number 6 to the rest, as they say, is yours. I am around all day, in fact, for the next couple months, so if there's anything else I can do to be helpful for Nanorax mainframe Bravo, please let me know.
Mike, we copy all. Thank you so much, and I think Nanorax is in a good position, but we have a little help to ask you for LSG, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes, happy to help with Life Sciences Glove Box, and yes, good luck to the Nanorax mainframe Bravo team.
I will pass that along. Thank you. LSD, we just need you to check the port plugs and the 10-inch rings. We're not getting a good seal, so we think one of them is just a little bit loose.
Roger, I'll go take a look. Huntsville Station on 2 from the Life Sciences Glove Box, LSG.
Good to be on 2, Mike.
And my friend and colleague and crewmate, Zena, was here also. We both looked over the LSG, and it looks like, the 10-inch port rings as well as the 6 inches and the 8 inches, they all appear to be sealed, and we suspect that the LSG should be A-OK.
And we copy all, and we are going to check on the ground.
All right, and again, if you need anything, just give us a call. Happy to help.
And thank you very much, Mike.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew for crew action.
International Space Station, Space to Ground 2. Good to hear your voice this morning. Welcome aboard, and we are an action-based crew, so give us some crew action.
Mike, it's great to hear your voice, and much appreciated for picking up. Our biotest colleagues here are attempting an update today on their AstroPi in Columbus. Unfortunately, they don't see a connection to the AstroPi at this time. We reckon the cable may be disconnected. Would you be able to check the AstroPi USB cable, see if it's unplugged, and whether the LEDs are on? You can find it in the Columbus AF2, AF3 area, rack front. How copy?
Okay, copy. And yes, now that we've been up here for 3 months, we're all getting very familiar with the beautiful Columbus. So I know where the AstroPi is. We'll take a look at it. If I found the USB disconnected at one end, I know one end goes to AstroPi. Where would the other end go to?
Checking. Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and AstroPi.
And the good news for AstroPi, go ahead, I'll let you tell your story first. But in short, Kimi Hassan was here and he helped me find the plug. It was it was a USB-C plug and it was removed. And it was slightly maybe bent a little bit, so we put it back in and now AstroPi IR looks good. Go ahead.
And that is a terrific news, Mike. I'm just hearing over the airwaves here, so they have a good connection on this end. So thank you very much to Kamiya-san.
Yes, we say that that phrase very often aboard the International Space Station. Thank you very much, Kamiya-san. Munich, if there's anything else you need us this morning, just let us know. In the meantime, good luck and salute to our AstroPi team.
Much appreciated, Mike. They say hello back.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for some more LSG help from anyone who's available.
And Huntsville, this is International Space Station. Expedition 73 is here to help. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Once again, we are no joy on this, but this time we're leaving the air circ on, and we would like you to also check the bottom right. There's a feed-through down there with a cable and some foam. We want to see if maybe you guys can feel the air, where it's leaking, if it's the front two ports or that bottom right feed-through.
Okay, yeah, that's something I don't think we checked. My good friend, colleague, and crewmate, Zina-san, is on the way to take a look, and we'll report back to you.
Thank you very much.
So we have almost three out of seven, almost the majority of Expedition 73 here looking at the Life Science Glove Box. We are putting Kapton tape around the slit that holds the cable for the foam. That was not changed. It looked just as good as it did last week, but just in case we're making that whole hole airtight, but we don't think that's the problem necessarily, but we're reducing variables. Do you have any other suggestions for us? We do not see or hear any obvious leaks on any of the ports.
Can we copy all, Mike? Let me get you some words. And, Mike, we just have one more thing to try. Could you try taking the plugs all the way out and just reseating them all over again? That's kind of our last attempt here.
Right. Do you mean all the plugs or just the 10-inch glove ring plugs?
Just the 10-inch. Sorry about that.
Okay. Didn't work. And then we capped on the heck out of the foam port plug that has the power supply to the centrifuge. So you will see the pressure spikes as we adjust the glove ring plugs.
And we copy. Thank you.
And just for the record, we have all four of the USOS folks here because 73 Expedition 73 is wants to be very helpful today.
And we copy out. Hopefully fourth is the charm.
And Huntsville, it's sounding good up here. If you can give us some when you're ready, let us know how that worked, and we'll see if we were successful or not.
And Mike, we copy all, and that sounds great that you're not hearing any air. We are still seeing the same signature, so we're going to investigate on this side because it could be a ground issue. So at this point, I appreciate all four of your helps, and we are good to go for you guys.
Okay. Yeah, it really sounds like a nominal seal all the way around LSG, and we did apply some extra caps on, so we are pretty sure it's sealed up here.
And we copy. Thank you so much.
And, Chrissy, well, we still have you on Space to Ground 2 for any good words from the NanoRacks mainframe Bravo team.
Unfortunately, no, not yet. They're going to go off and look for some more options, but nope, not today.
So not full success. Well, again, if there's anything that they come up with today, we're happy to help. And thanks, and we're sending positive energy.
We will take it. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and IMV flow follow-up.
Video on 2.
Xena, just wanted to follow up with you about the IMV flow measure. We have restored station to a nominal config, so smoke detection is re-enabled in Node 1. Additionally, you mentioned that the airflow in Node 1 was reduced after saping was put in place. We believe that is the result of us turning off the cabin fan and IMV from the lab for this measurement. So no additional actions are required for the readings in Node 1.
That's great news and makes a lot of sense. I really appreciate the follow-up. Thanks.
Thank you.
Munich Station on Space Ground 2.
Dobro utro, Oleg. Go ahead.
Dobro utro, good morning. And I'm ready to perform this connection of hard drive with serial number 003 from laptop.
Copy. We are ready. And you are go.
Munich Station on 2.
We're with you. On 2.
I have completed all the steps, and I have connected USB hard drive with serial number 001 to video cable USB pigtail 1, but I don't see any blinking LED on the hard drive.
Copy, Oleg. Thanks for the status. That's expected, since PK4 is off.
Okay. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Johnny. We see you getting set up, and I just want to let you know that we're going to be on 3 today, and Liz is standing by.
Mind reader, I was just about to call in and ask that. Okay, I'll talk to Liz on 3. Thanks for your support, and good morning.
Station 2, eye vision test set up.
Go ahead on 2, Johnny.
I have logged out of the SSC number 7, and ground may begin the laptop prep. Take note, the lab cam 1 will be moved a little bit more aft once I've got Mike off Cebus. Over.
Copy all. Thanks, Johnny.
Soul Station on 2 for Stellar Stem Cell.
Good morning, Xena. This is Huntsville on 2 for Stellar Stem Cells. You've got to go in step 1. Decontamination is complete. Also, Shankini is enabled on Space to Ground 3 and ready to start with you.
Copy all. Thanks for the go. Understand decontamination is complete, and I'll switch to 3 to meet Shankini.
Station Houston on 2 for any available regarding camera views of stowage ops.
Hello, on 2. This is Mike, and ready to talk about stowage ops. How can I help?
Hey, Mike. We just wanted to offer up that as you're working your cargo ops, we would be happy to follow along for SA if you're willing to have us on board.
Yes, both flexibility and situational awarenesses are key factors for space station ops. So which camera would you like? It looks like Node 2 camera nearby. Camera 2 is in good position. Would you like that one, or should I move camera 1 over?
2 works for us if it's already in a good spot.
Okay, I'll turn it on and welcome aboard. And really appreciate the help, and as always, I'm open to suggestions or questions.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. And we're extending the same offer to Johnny and Kimia in Node 3. I don't know if they can hear us while they're in there currently.
I will ping them in just a few moments as when I fly over to Node 3.
Many thanks. Station Houston with a question for Johnny or Kimia regarding your crew night on Node 3 stowage.
Station, Johnny on 2, how can I help?
Johnny, thanks for the excellent report on the CTB motions. However, we don't already have the serial numbers of the 4.0s that you moved into PMM, so we'd like those serial numbers if we could get them, please.
That was a miss on my part. Sorry, I thought I had included it. I will include that. I was going to give you some more words on this. I think you all are tracking. Would you like any more context on why we did this? Long story short, it's just really, really hard to keep the PMM port one deep pantry area clean because there's just so much stuff. And it ends up costing a lot of crew time throughout the week when we just can't fit empty stuff in there. So we moved a big portion of that to the end cone bay 4 area, and that gives us a lot more space to kind of do our daily activities. Over.
We like that rationale and concur with the plan. Thanks, Johnny.
You're very welcome. I think we would do Marie Kondo very proud.
We will be sure to let her know.
Yes, Johnny. 2, I updated the crew note with the 4.0 CTB serial number. I also turned the Node 3 camera on in case you all are curious what we're doing. It may not be of much value because a lot of the cleaning is kind of in right now in the stall area, and PMM. But you're welcome to come aboard.
Copy all, Johnny. Thanks.
To the station for stowage and HTVX 1 cargo ops, line item 4102 and 4103.
We are with you, Mike.
Fantastic. The 4102, it's a going to take out a network attached storage, which is a 12 by 12 inch cube, and it will not fit into the 1.0 CTB JSL 1095. I don't want to say it's not even close, but 1095 is like 95% full, and it does not have room for the network attached storage nor its power cable, which is line item 4103. So looking for alternate location.
We are checking and we'll let you know.
Okay. In the meantime, there's still some other things in this 1.0 CTV that I'm taking out, so we'll just keep on making progress.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Mike with a follow-up on 4102 and 4103.
Station for stowage, you called?
Indeed. I've got a follow-up location for you with those two JSL items. We'll be looking for a 2.0 CTB that's in PMM Port 1 Rack Bay. That CTB is labeled JSL Cables, and it's serial number 5111.
Okay. Those two items will go into 2.0 CTB and PMM 1 Port 1, and it's a 2.0 CTB 5111. Named JSL Cables. Thank you. And we'll see if that works. Thank you for the help.
Anytime.
Houston Station on 2 for StowTrack HTVX Cargo 4106. I mean 41.06.
We're with you, Mike.
Okay, good news is we are very appreciative of the IVA tools. Even if they were not in this bubble wrap bag, they would not fit into the location of Node 1 Deck 4 _ Alpha 1. So looking for alternate location.
We'll check and get back to you.
Roger, and thank you.
Station 2, question on task list item, Ethernet cable fix.
We are listening.
Yes. So I have inspected all the Ethernet cables in the cupola, and they all have their tabs. One of them has some shielding that is fraying, so it aesthetically looks bad, but they're all working. And so I want to know what you want me to do. My recommendation is if it's not broke, don't fix it. But happy to replace the one with the fraying if you'd like, but otherwise the tabs are all intact for all of them.
Copy, Johnny. We're talking it.
And if there is something that Pluto is aware of, that they have a broken tab, can they give me the serial number? I may have missed it, but I've inspected 4 Ethernet cables so far, and they're all working.
Checking. Station Houston on 2 with a follow-up for Johnny.
Yes, Johnny on two. Go ahead.
Johnny, thanks for the inspections. We agree with the philosophy that if it's not broken, don't fix it. But if you think that a little bit of Kapton tape would help control the fraying, we would take that.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I will Kapton tape the frayed area. And if you want the serial number of it, here, stand by. Well, this is probably not too helpful, but it's a Whiskey 5145, is what it says on the label. And then the serial number is 0001. And I'll go ahead and Kapton tape it. Look nice and pretty. Thank you.
We copy, Johnny, and we would just like to request that that's still visible when you're done with tape ops.
Oh, yes, definitely. The label is actually quite a bit away from the end where the jacket is, so I shouldn't be anywhere near it.
Copy, thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and line 41.06.
Houston Station on 2. You called?
Indeed, we did. I have an alternate location for you on the IVA tools and a follow-up question. The alternate location is the Bravo 2 locker in the same rack.
Okay.
And the follow-up question is regarding the Alpha 1 locker. Could we get an estimate of how full that locker is? We were expecting it to be about half full.
Well, sorry to not meet your expectations. That locker is 85% full. It can handle a few things, but nothing big like this EVA tool bag. So, sorry about that.
We copy the good data.
Okay. And thank you. This is how we work together. And I copy for 4106. It'll go into Node 1 Deck 4, the Bravo 2 locker instead of the Alpha 1. We'll see how that works, and we'll mark it off complete or call back for some more help. And speaking of help, for line 4105, I think I have a mystery and I need some help solving.
We have Sherlock Holmes at the ISO console ready to copy.
Oh, right. Let's see. There's so many CTVs on board, but I actually remember this one. It's the Jeans in Space number 2, hardware 2, which is half CTV 5175. And about 2.5-3 weeks ago-ish, we did a Jeans in Space activity, and we had this half CTV, and we had a 2.0 CTV with Jeans in Space hardware. Inside that 2.0 CTV is another half CTV, but it's not 5175. I remember working on this project. I remember putting both bags together, back, the 2.0 CTV with Jeans in Space and the half CTV. But the half CTV is no longer in JLP A2 underscore Delta. And I thought maybe I was missing it. Those are big bins. I asked my friend Zena to look, and she didn't find it there either. So did the half CTV Jeans in Space hardware number 2 get moved somewhere is kind of the mystery. So I looked in a few adjacent places in JLP A2, like Charlie and Bravo and things like that, but I didn't immediately find the half CTV Jeans in Space number 2, serial number 5175, and there is the mystery.
We copy the details of the mystery, and we will look into it.
Yeah, sorry, the details were meant to be helpful, definitely scratching my head on this one because, I could swore I put it there along with the 2.0 CTV, so maybe there's something that got moved. In the meantime, when available, I'd like to at least maybe put this the tube stand, which is item 4105, into the big 2.0 CTV, and I can give you its number in a few seconds.
We copy putting the tube stand into the big CTV, and we are okay with that, and we're looking into the rest. Appreciate all the details.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the trouble.
No trouble at all. Station Houston on 2 for Kimia and the WHC manual fill.
I don't do.
Kimia, when you get to it, we've completed ground prep, so you are go in step 2.2 of the manual fill.
I understand. I have a go for step 2.2. I'm going to probably start on time. Is that okay?
Absolutely fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your support.
Station Houston on 2. For the folks in Node 3, just a heads up, we're going to drop the camera view in Node 3 since we're done with cargo ops. Hi.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for Everywhere.
Go ahead, Kimia.
We have Everywhere apps in iPad, and Alexander's account iPad doesn't have any user selection. We only have a test user. I think we also had the same problem in the beginning of the expedition. So would you please check the condition for this iPad, which is serial number 1086.
Copy that. We are taking a look.
Thank you very much.
Send Station 2, question on Node 2 Camp 2.
Go ahead.
Test. Node 2 Camp 2 is currently being used for HTTP cargo ops. I have an execute node to set up OCT with that same camera. Wondering, do you want me to repurpose Node 2 Camp 2 for OCT ops, or would you like me to use Node 2 Camp 1?
Checking. Johnny, back with you on 2. Ultimately, this is your preference. Our view of HTVX is nice to have, not required, but the other camera is acceptable for your OCT 2.
Copy. We'll use Cam 1, Node 2 Cam 1 for OCT ops, and Keep 2 for HTVX ops. Thanks.
We copy. Thank you.
Station 2, Node 2 Cam 1 set up for OCT, and the SST is logged out. You may begin laptop prep.
Copy, Johnny. And Station Houston on 2 with one thing for Mike and two things for Kimia.
Head for the one thing for me, please.
Hey, Mike, following up on sleuthing into that Genes in Space half CTB, unfortunately, all of our records on the ground show that it should be in that 2.0, but we saw you marked it complete. We have no additional action for you there. Just wanted to follow up. But we are expecting it'll be a few weeks until we need that bag, so we've got some time to figure this out.
Okay, I'll talk it over with my crewmates. We'll keep our eyes open for it. And honestly, the last time I saw it, it was in the A2 underscore D location with the rest of the Genes in Space hardware. So it's definitely a mystery. But we'll keep our eyes open, and maybe you'll come up with a magic potion, and we'll be all good. So thank you for looking into that, and we'll carry on.
And we appreciate all of the context on when and where that bag may have been sighted. It definitely does help.
Okay, understand. I just asked Alexei-san. He needs to just answer questionnaires. Yes. So I'm going to let my iPad, which has his name, log in and do the questionnaires. Then, no problem. So.
Sounds very good. Thank you.
Thank you for your support. So Station on Space Ground 2 for Everywhere.
Stand by just one moment, Kimia, please.
No problem.
And for your awareness, the MT translate that was in progress has had an issue. We're currently stuck between work sites, and the team is discussing next steps.
Okay, understand.
And one additional point to that matter, with the MT translate still in progress, we still have thrusters disabled, and the no unisolated exercise band is going to be extended. We will let you know when we have an estimate of when that will end.
Okay, I understand. So exercise constraints continue, so we're going to stand by for this kind of exercise until you guys told me to do for us to do okay to do that.
Copy. And to be clear, it's only unisolated exercise for now. Station Houston on 2, back with you, Kimia, for your question.
And on 2?
I believe you called initially with a question for us.
About that. Actually, Alexei-san used my iPad and submitted questionnaires, so no issues from now on. So please don't work too much on this issue. Let's solve this issue.
Happy. Thanks for your help.
In case Grant cannot see his data, please let us know. Otherwise, no action required from now.
We'll go.
You have great help.
Station on 2 for Super ISO and HTVX1 cargo ops, Stowtrack line 44.
Super ISO is listening.
All right. This is a question, but it's I understand what to do, right? So we're moving things around in HTV for item 44, 45, and 46. I found S2, B2, and starboard 2, C1, and starboard 2, C2. Those are all, that's a nice rectilinear area to put in 3.0 CTVs. No question on that. The question is that there's foam in the place. There's HTVX came packed with a lot of foam and wedged the bags in, but and a lot of the foam, it's easy to unwedge, and then you have some free-floating foam that you move and it's trash. This one seems to have the foam glued or somehow affixed to the walls. And before I kind of start to pull it out, I just want to make sure that foam. That foam can be removed, because to get to those Bravo and Charlie locations, the foam needs to be out of the way.
Copy that, Mike. And just to clarify, that foam is blocking your access to the Bravo 2, Charlie 1, and Charlie 2 locations?
Yes. There are these thick blocks. They're about maybe 8 inches wide. And their other dimensions are something like, 18 inches long and about 12 inches high. And there's no way to put in 2 CTVs into that area without removing those blocks. I can maybe get something into the area between B1 and B2, and then an area between C1 and C2, but then that makes us short by 3.0 CTVs. Does that make sense?
Copy all, Mike. Thanks for the detailed info. We're going to have to take that back to the team. For now, we'd like you to hand down on these particular steps.
No problem. And in order to facilitate, I will take a couple pictures, and I'll bring a ruler so that you guys can get some scale.
We like that plan a lot. Thanks.
What I would like to do is, we already have something in the area between B1 and B2, and since I've already taken it out, I'd like to put item 44 right below that. That'll be the area halfway between C1 and C2, and I'll take a picture of that. That'll be the temp stove for now, and that way it'll save me from repacking a bag that's going to get unpacked, moving a CTP that's going to be moved again.
Mike, we like that plan. As long as it's secured with at least one strap, we are fine with it.
Copy, and thank you for that. And, yes, it will be secure with at least one strap, and it will also be wedged in there nicely with all that extra foam. So we should be in good shape, and we'll take some pictures.
Copy all. Thanks.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hello. This is Oleg, and I have a question. If restriction work now for unisolated exercises or not?
Oleg, thank you for asking. We are not yet ready for unisolated exercise, but we are getting close.
Okay, and stand by.
Thank you. We are expecting only a couple of minutes. Station Houston on 2 for Oleg.
It's not available, but I can take your message and pass it to you.
Thanks, Kimia, calling to say he is go
Houston,
for...
Houston, I am with you. Go ahead.
Oleg, you are go for unisolated exercise. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Houston, Huntsville, Munich, Scuba. Good evening, Expedition 43 crew members are ready for evening DPC.
Good evening, Expedition 73. We are glad to be with you, and we have all enjoyed being part of this fantastic day of science and cargo ops in space. So, Houston has 3 topics for you, 2 big picture and 1 question for Mike.
Go ahead.
First big picture item, in case you have looked ahead at tomorrow's plan, we just uplinked a new plan, which is somewhat different from what you might have seen. Context for this is that we identified the next steps to address the fan failure messages that you saw over the weekend for Johnny's CQ. The most likely cause of that is either a dirty or degraded sensor, so we've added CQ cleaning to tomorrow's timeline, and you'll need to refresh Optimus Viewer to see the latest.
Yeah, understand. Janice, understand. In order to solve the CQ problem, you guys have put the new activities for the cleaning, and we're going to refresh and confirming it. Thank you.
All right, next, you probably heard us give Oleg the go for unisolated exercise, but just to close the loop there, we did succeed in getting the MT latched at work site 6.
Thank you. Thank you for the great news. Now, go for the any exercise.
And last, the photo for Mike. We've been sleuthing for those HTVX photos, and we're curious if you can tell us what SSC they're on.
It's going to be SSC9. Thank you.
Copy, SSC9. Thanks. All right, that is it from Houston. Any questions or comments for us?
Nothing from us.
All right. Well, Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba are all standing by with no topics. Any questions or comments for them?
Okay. We don't have any comments for Munich and also Huntsville and Scuba. Thank you very much for the great work and great support for Happy Monday. Thank you.
All right. Well, then it's a quick evening DPC. We hope you all have a lovely evening.
Too. Thank you very much.
This is Station 2 for ISO.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, super. Just wanted to make sure the loops were closed because we care. I updated one of my stowage notes on StowTrack with the dimensions of those blocks that very much appear to be glued on. And then second, wanted to make sure you saw the dimensions. And secondly, wanted to make sure that you found the pictures on SSC number 9.
We did indeed find the photos. Thanks for those. And we will go look for your updated note. Thanks for letting us know.
Okay. I can give you the bottom line up front. If I can remember correctly, the dimensions are approximately 9 inches by 14 inches by 27 inches.
We copy. Thanks.